So you already knew we grew up playing Capcom, right? Back, player.
That's why you gotta kill the shit, you going crazy.
Street Fighter, yeah, we got it. Resi Evil, yeah, we got it. Monster Hunter, yeah, we got it. Dragon's Dogma, yeah, we got it. DMC,
DMC.
NBC,
NBC.
Okami,
Okami.
Dead Rising,
Dead Rising.
I'm playing RE7, trapped in the Baker Mansion. Street Fighter for the win. You know I got the collection, trying to get a Mega Million so I can be the Mega Man. I feel like Captain Commando, never running out of ammo. We in a crisis, no dino. Bow and arrow for survival. Me and player on sight, still playing Final Fight. Bionic come on my body, like Nero from BMC5. I want a girl like GLB. I cannot wait to bring her home. Win ball. Call me Young Monster Hunter. Got the battlefield jumping. Dual blade, long horn. Yeah. Too cold, iceborne.
Street Fighter, yeah, we got it. Resi Evil, yeah, we got it. Monster Hunter, yeah, we got it.
Dragon's Dogma,
yeah, we got it.
DMC,
DMC.
NBC,
NBC.
Okami,
Okami.
Dead Rising,
Dead Rising.
Got the games you can't find no more. If I catch you with this Phoenix right, I bet your face gon' find the floor. This the final four, no time for it. Them devil kings, I can't lie. This cannon like Mega Man. If I pull it out, the devil may cry. I stay fly, don't hate. I spit heat, that's a breath of fire. I'm a black tiger on the block. When it turn night, we dark watch. You dark void, I'm commando. Competition all disappears, so listen here. If you a buster, bro, I make them all cry crimson tears. Got a pretty girl at the clock tower. My Chaos Legion got lots of power. My cyberbots gon' gladly win. And then it's back to my homeboy in the dungeon with dragons. We got it.
Street Fighter, yeah, we got it. Resi Evil, yeah, we got it. Monster Hunter, yeah, we got it.
Dragon's Dogma,
yeah, we got it.
DMC,
DMC.
NBC,
NBC.
Okami,
Okami.
Dead Rising,
Dead Rising.
Street Fighter, yeah, we got it. Resi Evil, yeah, we got it. Monster Hunter, yeah, we got it.
Dragon's Dogma,
yeah, we got it.
DMC,
DMC. NBC,
NBC.
Okami,
Okami.
Dead Rising,
Dead Rising.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Earth Mac, the Mad Scientist.
And it's your girl, Detroit Blue, in the building this morning.
You got a little bit of energy today. Did you drink some coffee?
I literally was like running back in the house from Starbucks at like 5 minutes ago, within the past 5 minutes.
So you actually ran and turned the mic on and that was it. That was a wrap.
I like ran in the house, like grabbed my headphones, like, yeah.
Wow. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you.
So not only do I have my caffeine, but I also was just running.
You know, you need a coffee maker. You need a recipe that Starbucks has to keep you from running to Starbucks. Now, like, you know what? I can make this myself.
I think it makes it so, especially living in Detroit, soon, unfortunately, either it's going to be cold, or there's going to be like snow, and I'm going to look outside with this work from home and all of that. And I'm going to look outside and I'm going to be like, nope, I don't even need it today.
See, it's going to be brick outside pretty soon. So if it ain't
exactly.
Already.
Exactly. So it's in the 30s. It's in the mid 30s. It's getting there.
The mid 30s, man. Good gosh, man. You know what? Like, I was outside yesterday, and it's really the wind chill here in South Carolina. It's not even the cold. It's actually the wind that makes it cold out here. And it's not mid-30s yet, but I'm thinking maybe the end of the month or maybe February, it might get to that point for like a day or two or three.
Oh, no.
So it just, I don't know.
That's just going to, like, that's going to be us for probably like February.
Yeah. Yeah. And me, it was more like mid-30s getting there.
Like, hey, man. Yeah. Like, we're expecting snow tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how much snow, though? Like, dusty? Or, like...
It's supposed to, it looks like, from what I've seen on the weather apps and stuff, it looks like it's just going to be a dusting. But it's the point that the temperature has to be cold enough.
Okay.
For it to snow. But it also gets so cold here that it gets too cold to snow.
Really? Okay. Makes sense.
So, you know, I remember, like, 2 years ago, I think it hit in the negative, it was negative double digits. Like, the temperature was like negative 2 and the wind chill had it like negative 10, negative 15. Like, my car wouldn't start.
Good Lord.
It was too cold. Yep.
BC says it's already been mid-20s in Lexington, South Carolina several times. Hey, you know what?
See, actually, so you just live in the good part of South Carolina.
Right. Well, okay, Lexington is not that far per se, because I'm in Elgin, he's on the other side, but it's not much of a temperature difference. I think those days I missed the 20 degrees. I know they've been hitting early in the morning, and I'm not outside early in the morning, so I probably missed that part, you know, when it was like 20 degrees, so I don't really feel that. And on top of that, like, I put my car in the garage, so I don't really have to warm it up per se, because it's already, you know, in a warm area, so I can just, like, you know, turn it on and back out, you know, or whatever. So I look, when I purchased my house, I made sure it was a two-car garage because of those cold days where I might have to go outside and warm that car up. Or, you know, well, if you got remote start, it don't matter. But still, if one of my cars do not have that. So I might have to go outside in the cold weather in shorts or whatever the case would be, because you're going to put on all those layers of clothes just to turn the car on and let it warm up. And then run back inside for like an extra 15 minutes and then go back outside again and then pull out right out. So,
as Mio's 38 said, imagine it being so cold that even the snowflakes say F that. And that literally, like, in Detroit, we regularly say every winter, we say, why do I live in a place where the wind hurts my face?
Yeah. Yeah, the hawk is out, man. The hawk is really out.
Yeah,
like, so the Falcon was out like last month or so, but the Hawk is definitely out.
So that's why I won't bother to get all the things, because, like, at some point I need to, like, cut back on my Starbucks drinking. And if I have all the things that I need to make it at home, it would prevent me from giving Starbucks my money, but it would not prevent me from drinking it. And at some point I just need to not be drinking it for a little while.
True.
It's like my annual reduction of how much I go to Starbucks.
I mean, you already know I'm new to the coffee game, so, you know, I'm trying to get all sophisticated and stuff with my coffee drinking. So I did give me another bag of French vanilla. It tastes a little bit different than my other French vanilla, but I got something else too. It's kind of like Arabian something. It was trash. I'm not even gonna lie, it's trash.
So you are really getting into this coffee game.
Yeah, I'm trying. I am trying. You know, I have teachers. You know, the Mrs. C is a professional coffee drinker. Like, I would say like
a professional?
Professional coffee drinker. Like, I know when I went up there to Detroit to hang out with her, we went somewhere and we was on our way back to the house and there's coffee at the house. She literally stopped and went somewhere else to get some coffee. I'm like, you know, you got coffee at the house, right? She's like, no, I want coffee now. I was like,
ain't no time to wait until you get back. When you want it, you want it.
Yeah. So, you know, I just shut the piss up, man. Just, hey, you know, all right, get your coffee, man. Can't have you edgy out here. Can't have that. But I understand. I totally understand, though, because something about coffee gets your day started, because I'm like perked up with energy. And I can see a significant difference on the mornings I don't drink coffee versus the days I do. And I think yesterday I did not drink any coffee, but I was a little sluggish like yesterday morning. Like I didn't want to get out of bed or whatever the case may be. So now I just look forward to get up in the morning and make me some, you know, nice cup of joe.
Lordy. So yeah. We've got really, 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 really exciting news to talk about today.
Of course. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You understand how excited I am about this.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I know you're so excited. Like you're like sitting on the edge of your seat right now. So Detroit Blue, you go ahead and take this away. Go ahead. I'm not even going to take this announcement from you. Go ahead and handle that.
You're not even going to take this one from me?
No.
Okay. So I'm really, 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 really excited, guys, because if anybody's been listening the time that since I've joined the show and all of that stuff, you guys know. I am into MCU specifically. Like that is the thing I nerd out about. So I am very, very, very excited about all of these new phases, all the new movies, but I am most excited about the news that just came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool 3.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool 3 is making the transition over to the MCU. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but Deadpool 3 will be R-rated.
Oh,
which is shocking. And yeah. Ryan Reynolds is already in the process of going over, is overseeing the scriptwriter.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh well, my God.
Yeah, I'm just, hey, listen, okay.
Apparently, from what I was reading, Ryan Reynolds basically showed the people for Marvel, he showed them Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 as his kind of defense to say, you all have done movies that were R-rated.
Wait a minute. Repeat that one more time.
So apparently that was like his defense of saying, like, you guys have done movies that were R-rated or, you know, a little bit more risque than some of the basic like Disney Marvel stuff. So Ryan Reynolds showed the people for Marvel Spider-Man 1 and 2.
You talking about with Tom Holland?
I think he showed them the ones with, it didn't say specifically, but it just said, like, Ryan Reynolds went on his Twitter page and said, I mean, I showed them Spider-Man 1 and 2. But, hey.
Spider-Man
1 and 2. Because that's his defense.
But neither one of those was rated R, though.
I think that's his defense of saying that they haven't done stuff that was super, super kiddie friendly.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Like, you guys have already pushed the edge before.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be real here. A lot of people really, really thought that eventually when this whole 20th Century Fox Disney merger was going to be complete, a lot of people were really concerned that Deadpool 3 was going to get watered down. Kind of the anticipation was it was going to be like when they released the PG-13 version of Deadpool and gave us Once Upon a Deadpool,
mm-hmm.
that anybody that is an adult or probably like over 15 and into Deadpool, like none of us wanted it. We watched, like some of us watched it and we were like, what is this nonsense?
Yeah.
So the fear was that they were about to, you know, animate Disney Plus watered down Deadpool, but they are not.
Uh-uh.
They're definitely not.
Deadpool's freak flag is gonna fly.
Yeah, you say the freak flag? Yes.
His freak flag is gonna fly.
It definitely will. And on a bigger budget too.
Yes.
On a bigger budget. This was really a concerning thing. Like Detroit is actually 100% correct on that. Is that okay? Oh shit! Deadpool's going to Disney. We are not going to get the same Deadpool. Or we may never get another Deadpool movie ever.
Or was Ryan Reynolds really going to continue as Deadpool? Like, were they going to be like, Ryan Reynolds is a little too...
His main thing, when he first started with Deadpool was, if it's not rated R, I'm not freaking doing it. Like,
right.
This was when it was with Fox. He said, you better make it rated R. If it's not rated R, then you might want to find somebody else. I'm not going to be a part of this project. So, considering the fact that he is Canadian, and mm-hmm. you know that the origins is in Canada, it is ironic. But you saw the success of the limited budget that the first Deadpool movie had, and it was like probably one of the highest grossing rated R movies ever, I think. And
yes, it was then one Deadpool, of them.
Right? It was one of them, right? So Deadpool 2 mm-hmm. came out with Cable, and I'm like, all right, we about to have some X Force. I know they teased Shatterstar, and I know the Cable was a mainstay, and Shatterstar didn't last long. He got chopped up mm-hmm. in helicopter propellers, but yeah. But anyway, it's like,
still,
okay.
There was some excitement that we were building after, you know, first there was one, then there was two. We were building on a thing, and then it was like, oh, the merger is complete. Like, the whole transition is done. Like, what's right. going to happen?
Exactly. And then Kevin Feige himself says, hey, it will be rated R. So this is very interesting. Now, with that being said, now that Deadpool 3 has been announced as rated R, Blade fans are hoping that the Blade movie will be rated R as well. And this will be a step in the right direction too, because Blade is not exactly a PG-13-esque type film. Now, the interesting thing about it is, once these movies air and they go to theaters, right? Will they put it on Disney Plus? Because there is no rated R movies on Disney Plus. It's PG-13 and below.
So I think, unfortunately, for those of us that are very, very anxious to see Blade, see Deadpool 3, I think the unfortunate thing is that neither of these movies is probably going to be seen until 2023.
Right.
Which I think that will sort of give Disney Plus, that gives Disney Plus 2 years plus mm-hmm. to figure out, because of course the movie's gonna come out, hopefully, you know, theaters will kind of be back open and stuff like that, so ideally both of those movies would open in theater, and then mm-hmm. that would give them at least a little bit of time to transition to figure out how they want to do it. I feel like they probably are gonna end up trying that Mulan thing again and trying to charge you a little bit extra to see some R-rated content to start.
Okay.
To complicate, you know, it being available to the kids.
You know, that's not really a bad idea. It'd be a whole 100.
I think it's nonsense for those of us that are full-grown adults with no small children in the house.
Yeah.
If we are already paying for Disney Plus, then give us what we want.
Now, another idea would be to have like a parental type thing with it, because you can have Disney Plus, and I can't think of another name for Disney Plus with the R-rated films. Just something catchy, right? So
I think you do like Netflix, and you make it so that you can set up permissions on each account, because technically you can go to it and, like, on my Disney Plus account, I like it's set up to say who's watching, and there's me and there's my son, and so that way it's just like Netflix, where the stuff that he likes to watch is kind of customized, and they check his algorithms, and the stuff that I want is customized with my algorithm. But I also, as the account holder, could go in when he was younger mm-hmm. and say I don't want for him to see anything higher than PG-13.
That's it. Oh, you can have it like password protected. So if whenever you start to stream an R-rated movie, you have to put in a password in order for you to go through. You don't have to pay nothing extra. So your kids may not know that password, hopefully, because kids are very smart these days. Hopefully. So they don't know the password, and they can't watch the R-rated film. And they need your parents' permission and all that stuff. So you can easily put R-rated films on Disney Plus, but all those R-rated films are password protected. And you have to
also, Disney Plus news, they keep just saying WandaVision is coming soon. Apparently WandaVision is coming out on Friday.
Yes, it is. It is coming out on Friday.
All the commercials still just say coming soon. I don't know what that's about, but for those in the Geek Corner that are interested in seeing it, that haven't necessarily checked to find out, FYI, WandaVision is coming out on Friday.
That's right.
On Disney Plus.
Man, we are getting started early.
I am watching all of it.
Yeah, easily. I am
all
definitely
of the things with WandaVision.
I'm excited about it. I'm thoroughly excited about it. Because at first, I'm not even going to lie to you. I wasn't as excited for WandaVision as I was for Falcon Winter Soldier.
You were.
But considering what I've seen on WandaVision, I was like, yeah, I'm really going to be watching this. I'll be glued to my seat. Because you already know, it's going to be like maybe one episode a week. Now, if they're smart, they do two episodes. But I think
they're
going to
do
limited.
An episode a week.
Yeah. I mean, two episodes for the first, like the initial release, and then one episode a week. Yeah. So, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Because I think it's maybe eight episodes. Think six or eight. I'm not sure. It's not an astronomical amount.
Yeah. It's not in the double digits at all. I do remember that part.
Mm hmm.
Unfortunately, there is already on IMDb, there is already kind of at least a teaser of a summary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glancing and it looks like there are 9 episodes.
9? That's odd. 9. That's very odd for a new series to come out. Usually it'd be like maybe 6 or 8. And then once that's successful, then it goes to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it usually goes, but dang, 9? That's odd. That's very odd.
But also, just an FYI, from what I'm seeing, although there's no release date on here yet, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier looks like that's going to be an hour-long series with 6 episodes.
I'm a little beside myself with that one, because I feel like it should be 8 or 10. But now, I did hear Baron Zemo is going to be one of the villains in Falcon Winter Soldier, because I just recently watched Winter Soldier again, and I know there was a scene where Black Panther and Zemo was like beside each other, like, hey man, you pit them against each other, da 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 da, had him in prison. And the first time I seen it, I thought I remember Zemo being somewhat reformed, like this is the reason why he did these things, but you got him in jail. And he has this pissed look on his face, like, when I get out, I'm going to destroy everything. So maybe Zemo's not reformed. Maybe he's just this notorious villain, which he is like that in Captain America comics. So there's
that.
He's
going to destroy everything.
Yeah, I attempt to. And BC says, need to be like Jericho Smallville, 25 episodes. Jesus. Whew. Man.
I think for as much money as they are going to spend on production, and the fact that we're talking about hour-long episodes, then I really just don't imagine that they're going to give us that many episodes all at once. Like, I just don't. I don't see 25 episodes coming out of this. I'm sure it's costing way too much to produce.
Yeah, definitely on the budget.
Yeah. But that makes it that much more exciting.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like
many movies every week.
I keep saying, like, Anthony Mackie's man is making some serious bank. He is winning out here. I'm just real salty that they canceled Altered Carbon. I'm still salty about that. Man, I'm real
like
salty
you
about
are,
that.
I feel like we got a couple months until you might slowly start to feel better about
this. Man, every time I think about it, every time I go across it on Netflix, it's like, this is such greatness that just went by the wayside. Same thing as The Get Down. I feel that way about The Get Down still. And I was like, this is trash. For a while, I hated Netflix with a passion, but I had a love-hate relationship with it because I hate you for canceling, but you got such good shit on here. I can't cancel you. So that's how I feel.
You gotta stick with them. You gotta ride the wave.
I have to. I got no choice. I have no choice.
No choice.
And Netflix knows it. They know, like, we can cancel this. You're gonna hate us, but you ain't gonna cancel us. You're gonna be back. Like, you're not gonna fully cancel us. I mean, for a minute, a lot of people canceled their Netflix because of Disney Plus and everything is on there. But since the hype for it, I wouldn't say died down, but kind of like evened itself out. Now people like gravitating towards Netflix. Now, speaking of Netflix, there is a new show on there that is catching the wave, and I think it's number 3 on the most watched list, and that is Lupin. Now, a lot of people are watching Lupin right now. And
I've seen that a lot of people were watching Lupin, and I know last week we were talking about, because you were talking about Lupin 3?
Yeah, Lupin the Third. Yeah, it's actually an anime. It's not related per se. It's not related to the anime, but it follows that same premise. When it says Lupin the Third, he is like the great grandson of the original Lupin, I think. So in the anime, he is a thief. He has a friend that's a samurai. There's this detective that constantly follows him. Because he, like, Lupin the Third always goes on these various adventures, steal these things, and he's actually a good guy at heart, actually. So the animation is a little bit dated, but it's really, really good and very smart. It is very smart. I would recommend it, Detroit, but I don't think you're going to watch it whatsoever. But the original Lupin is live action. His live action is on Netflix, so I think you would enjoy that a little bit better. To be fair.
So I will say, before we move too far off of Disney Plus, because I know we got a couple other things to cover though, right. I did want to make sure that the Geek Corner was aware, those that are subscribers to Disney Plus, Disney does have at least one more trick up their sleeve. They're like, we still got you. You're still subscribed. So they are apparently going to open up the full vault. Like, some of the movies that have not been added yet, there's still like a couple more movies that are out there,
mm-hmm,
that are like tucked in the vault. Apparently there's still like more movies that they haven't put in there. So they're just like, nope, we're just gonna slowly roll out everything.
Yeah, wow. You know what's funny? There is some Disney movies that have not been on Disney Plus. And there's one in particular I remember, right? And I had a VHS tape. It's called Hot Lead and Cold Feet. It was like a Western type thing. Now I know the younger crowd, if I don't know what that is, but Don Knotts is actually in Hot Lead and Cold Feet. He actually is one of the sheriffs. So,
well, that's a classic if it's got, yeah, Don Knotts in it.
It has Don Knotts in it, and it's actually pretty funny because it's basically, there's this the dad, like, he passed away, quote unquote, and he left an inheritance to his sons. But his sons are actually twins. But what's funny about it is, one twin is actually an outlaw. He's like the most feared person in town. Like, whenever he shows up, people shut up. Now, the other brother is actually a preacher. Like, he has these kids that he looks after, and he's the complete opposite of his brother. The complete opposite. So now he gets this letter saying, hey, I got this inheritance. And then the other brother gets the same letter, and they show up and they meet up. And then now you got this whole dynamic with those two brothers are, in a way, against each other and stuff like that. So it's really pretty funny. It's pretty entertaining. So
I know that BC just asked, when is the show Dinosaurs? When is Dinosaurs supposed to be coming to Disney Plus? And from what I can tell, it looks like it's supposed to be on Disney Plus at the end of this month. January 29th is when it looks like it is set to be released on Disney Plus. So that is what I am currently seeing. I will definitely keep an eye on that just in case, because as we know, sometimes they act like we didn't see the release date and they just push things further down the line. But I will keep an eye on that and make sure to let folks know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because
they originally said in the fall, and we see that last fall did not happen.
No, it didn't. It's so many movies in the Disney vault. It's ridiculous. Okay? Like, ridiculous. I mean,
movies, TV shows, they got all kinds of content. And that's what I said. They're like slow rolling, but they basically are like, no. Every time you think that, you know, you've seen everything, we've got more.
Right. That we have more. Yeah. Hey, I can't wait to actually rewatch Dinosaurs, man. I know I'm rewatching a couple other things. One thing I'm watching is The Big O. That's not Disney Plus related or anything like that. The Big O was actually on Toonami. I don't think the second season was actually on Toonami. So I actually had the Blu-ray, so I'm watching that. Shout out to Lin 20. Lin 20 is Chinese. And he is a new listener, so shout out to you. And shout out to all the other new listeners that are out there. Somebody loves you, Detroit, already. I don't know what's up with you, Detroit, and Kiwi. But whenever y'all two actually speak, somebody like messages me like, oh, where they from? Are they single? Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Based on the voice, people are like, hey, is she single?
Yeah, based off the voice. Like, oh, wow, you know, she sounds nice.
Oh, goodness. I will say that I did already quickly figure out that, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to get one WandaVision episode a week.
One WandaVision episode a week. Lin 20 said he's married. And DC says, is she single?
Lord, I'm not. Lord.
This chat is
ridiculous. I'm not looking at the chat anymore right now. This is I don't know what's happening there. But sheesh. Okay. but yeah, Dinosaurs seasons 1 through 4 are coming out on Disney Plus as of January 29th. So it won't even be like a slow roll. They literally are gonna just go ahead and drop all of the entire Dinosaurs series at the end of the month.
Oh, you know what? I got a good question. What is your favorite animated Disney movie?
That always changes. Like, really? Honestly, like, literally, it always changes. I would probably say, because you said animated, because you know what I was going to say if you asked me what was my favorite thing on Disney Plus. My favorite animated movie on Disney right now, honestly, the one that I've kind of watched a couple times in the past couple months is Peter Pan.
Really?
Yep.
Dang, that's a gem. I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that.
I have totally watched Peter, and you're right. It's one of those that if you haven't watched it in a while, people got so engrossed in the movie Hook when Hook came out. So there's still that like Peter Pan tie, but people weren't really, really, really watching the cartoon, the animated movie anymore. So going back and like watching the funny, the charisma, the interactions, like all of that, but watching it in that original animated version that we all got to start, I love it.
Okay.
I also will say sometimes my favorite movie is sometimes my favorite is Lady and the Tramp, but I do not like the live action version of Lady and the Tramp at all.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is that they advertise a live action, but that's all you heard about it. It's like, oh yeah, it's out, and then silence.
Right. It was like moving on. But for those in the geek corner that do not know, my very favorite thing that exists on Disney Plus that actually drives us mad crazy is I love Hamilton. Like, I watch Hamilton a lot.
Yes, you do. You watch Hamilton a hell of a lot. Man, you a Hamilton addict, man. Matter of fact, okay, this will let you listeners know that we actually do have a special sale going on from our T-Bubbly online store. From today to Saturday, everything is 35% off. Okay, if you have any designs that you would like to see in the online store during this time period, please type it in the chat and we will look for it and add it to our inventory. Because I asked Detroit what she want to see, and the first thing that she says, Hamilton. Do you have any Hamilton stuff? So yeah,
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, she got Hamilton in the inventory.
Come on, Rachel Lowe. As soon as you get to the States, we are immediately hooking up, finding the biggest television we can, and watching Hamilton loudly.
This is too much. This is too much. You gotta go to some meetings, man, to get this Hamilton fix out your system. Cause you're
that
out here
amazing.
You're out here scratching like Tyrone Bisbee, man. Not Tyrone Bisbee, but you out here scratching. Like you scratching your cheeks and everything, I need some Hamilton.
Hamilton is amazing. Yes, Rachel O, we will. June, I got you. We are watching it. I'm so excited. It's gonna be a thing. But so the bad part is, I know that it drives you crazy, but the bad part is to have a friend that I regularly do movie nights with, and like I'm not even the one that suggests it.
Okay.
Like, he suggests it.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know what's funny about it is that, yeah, I do know that. You did mention that he is a Hamilton fan. You did mention that. So I'm not even mad at it. Not even mad at it.
Like, so, it makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
so,
I know.
You know, I get a chance to see it without, like, with someone, without having to, like, twist their arm, like, once or twice a month.
You say once or twice a month? Mm-hmm. Jesus, man. Okay, that's crazy. That is crazy to me.
See, so, BC said that he likes Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Just like I like Hamilton. I tried to watch Greatest Showman. I'm BC's just for you. I'm gonna try to watch it again. I only got like halfway through, and it was just like everything, every possible available distraction, literally just kind of blew me watching it. I'm just like, no, it won't. It would not keep my attention. So I will definitely have to try to watch Greatest Showman one more game.
And I will say now, Detroit Blue has actually put the link in the chat as far as going to the online store. Now, you probably just have to copy and paste that, because I know you can't click it and it goes takes you straight to the website. But if you just copy and paste that in your phone, it'll take you straight to it, and you can see all the other designs that we have in an online store. We should have at least 5 or 6 pages of designs. Just allow 10 business days for you to actually receive it. Maybe just a little bit longer because of COVID concerns. I know it took a little bit longer over the Christmas holidays because U.S. Postal Service was meh. It was a struggle bus. So now Christmas is over. You should get your items within 10 business days. Now, it's just not T-shirts. It's T-shirts, hoodies. You can get these designs in mugs, travel mugs. You can get it in wall art, notebooks, cell phone cases, face masks, laptop cases. So you're not just limited to one particular article of clothing or item. So if you're on your phone, just click on the drop down box and it shows you all the list of things these designs can actually come in. And I'm gonna do my shopping. I'm gonna do my shopping probably today, tomorrow, or whatever, but go ahead and check out our online store. One thing is, there was talks about an open world Star Wars game that's supposed to be released. I'm not 100% sure on when the actual release will be, but there have been talks per report from Wired. No other gameplay details were announced, and Massive is seemingly still recruiting for the project. So the game will utilize the Snowdrop engine used for the studio's Division games, and Division 2 director Julian Garrotti will direct this project too. No indication has been given as to whether Massive Star Wars game would be single or multiplayer, what part of the Star Wars timeline it will be a part of, or when it might be released. So there's no other further details. It's just that there are talks of basically getting an open world Star Wars game. I think that's a lot of people want it to be a whole 100 with you, Detroit. Is that a multiplayer open world Star Wars game? That would be so awesome. You can be a Jedi, you can be a bounty hunter, you can be a smuggler. I mean, you can be a droid. Like, it's the sky's the limit from what you can do in an open world Star Wars game. So much you can do. And on top of that, it can be like Destiny in a way. It can just be like Destiny, but like third person. So it's like either first or third person. You can kind of like switch in and out. You can do various missions. Because let's be clear, like Destiny 2 is still going right now. You know what I'm saying? There is a Destiny community. I was off and on of Destiny. Now I'm off of Destiny now. Nothing against the game at all. It's just that I want to focus on other games. And Destiny will take a lot of your attention as far as grinding.
Okay.
But Star Wars, I know, if they do it right, it can be very successful. Please do not let it be like Star Wars Battlefront 2, because that is
no, don't make it like that.
No, don't. Please don't do that, because it was microtransactions that really killed that game. That game was phenomenal, but microtransactions killed it. And now the game is actually really, really good. No microtransactions or anything like that. But it's too late. The damage has been done.
You don't want to turn back and go and see what it's about anymore? You're over it?
Pineapples, I don't like it. Nope. 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 I actually downloaded it one more time to play it. And I played it for a day and I deleted the whole thing again. I like, I'm wasting my time here. I'm wasting my time here. So BC said, you know, just say that a guy is put up against your desk. This chat is ridiculous.
Nope, you gotta kind of glance at what's happening in the chat before you read that out loud.
Hey nope. Man, listen, like, we know who's barred in the morning, man. Like, this is hump day Wednesday. It is what it is. I completely miss Taco Tuesday, by the way.
You're killing me. I feel like you're off tacos right now.
I am. Okay, so here's a little thing about me. So when it comes to certain foods or drinks, I might binge on it for like a month or a month and a half. Like, I was heavy on tacos, as you know. I was heavy on tacos for quite some time, but then I'm not so sure on tacos now. And then it might be a month where I'm heavy on sushi, and I just get turned off of sushi. I'm like that. I'm weird. So I don't know what's my go-to meal right now, but we'll see. More news at 11.
I know that one of your go-tos is all things air fryer.
Yo, yes, it is. It is. Hey, man, shout out to mom. Shout out to mom for that air fryer, man, because she's out here saving lives out here. I'm telling you. The only time I use my stove, Detroit, is when I'm actually boiling noodles or if I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich. That's the only time I'm really doing it. That was the only time
you
I really
just been all, just all air fryer everything right now?
Air fry everything. No oil, man. Just my seasoning. And that's good. I'm straight. I'm cool with it. So I'm just saying, I love my air fryer. It does a lot of great things. It has accomplished a lot of things. I am a fish person. And I'm getting back in my workout routines because somebody stole my workout book. I had an LL Cool J Platinum workout book. And it's like maybe 12.
How old is that?
The Platinum workout book?
Yes.
It's been years. It's maybe 10. Maybe 10. But he has different workouts, right? So, you know, the Platinum is like the tippy top. Like, you're gonna bust your ass. That's basically what you're gonna do. If you kind of want like the LL Cool J type body, but you know, you're gonna have to do that. Now, they also have something called a Diamond workout, and that's for women only. So it's kind of like you had Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, and Diamond, or something like that. I think that's how it works. Also, meal plans as well.
Okay.
So.
Someone took this LL Cool J book from you.
I think someone did because I cannot find it. I had it somewhere, but now also I could have accidentally thrown it away too. Because I do have a habit. If I'm like in big clean mode, it don't matter if I see something on the floor again, chucked in trash. Sometimes I get in that mode and I probably accidentally threw it away. So that's probably my fault, honestly. And Rachel Lowe said she cried when her air. I'm so sorry, Rachel, that your air fryer died. That's tragedy. Air fryers and cast iron skillets, man. You need those in your
cast
life.
Cast iron skillets.
You need that in your life, man. I'm telling you.
That is what you need. I am not pro air fryer.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you want to eat healthy and you don't want to put oil in your stuff, then, hey, you need an air fryer. But if you want that cast iron skillet.
But you know that technically, if you're trying to eat healthy, you should probably not be eating fried food.
Correct. But I mean, if you got an air fryer though, man, I mean, the oil is what really clogs your arteries, really. Technically. Am I right?
I mean, are you right?
I mean, I feel like I am, man. I do salmon. I'm a big salmon guy, so. It was.
Are you air frying salmon?
Yes, I am. I'm not putting in batter or anything like that. I just put my seasoning in it, stick it in the air fryer, boom. Nice salmon.
I just bake mine.
Say what?
I just bake mine.
Yeah, you could do that too. You know, you could do that.
Oh, that way works.
The last fish I cooked was flounder, and you know, flounder is real flimsy, so you got to be real careful with it. So,
yes.
So usually I put salmon in these noodles, so I kind of like call it salmon parmesan, but it's now flounder and shrimp parmesan because I boiled the noodles, I put some parmesan cheese in it with some olive oil, and then just put the fried flounder and shrimp. I put the shrimp in the air fryer too, by the way, but the shrimp too, and It's really good. I'm very, very impressed by it. I was taught that recipe. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, shout out to the chef for that one.
Shout out to the chef for
showing me the way. She showed me the way. And my mom, shout out to her for the air fryer. Also, shout out to prestigious sorority of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated. It is you guys' Founders Day. You know, happy Founders Day. And it's way too many of y'all to actually name because Jesus Christ.
We would not even remotely, not going to do it. But yes, absolutely. Shout out to my sister Greeks, the women of Delta Sigma Theta.
Yes.
It's 108 years for them today.
Whew, man. I have Delta friends and cousins, and I know if I ever try to tag everybody on Facebook, Jesus, I'm going to miss somebody. Okay? I'm going to miss somebody. Same thing as with my Soul Rogers Zetas, man. I'm going to miss somebody because so you ain't going to tag? You're not taking too much shit? Nope. You're not going to browbeat me, man. I don't think so. Let me just cover everybody in this whole expansion. That way I won't miss anyone. So, yeah, shout out to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated. And you guys enjoy your Founders Day. Now, Detroit, I realize now for Twitch, I will be Twitch streaming tonight around 7 p.m. I will be posting a lot of other things on Instagram. So give us a follow at Orange Phoenix Media. And click on the link in our bio as well. And you can also have access to our magazine, which is patreon.com/Orange Phoenix, as well as join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. And we do get a little outrageous in that Facebook group and all fun and games. And listen, those of you that are fans of Attack on Titan, oh my God, the last episode, I can't even speak on it because some people have not seen Attack on Titan. Man, I felt okay, Detroit. I had chills
when you are so excited.
Man, okay, just as excited as we were about Deadpool, I was excited about this last episode because imagine that you had a beef with someone. No, put it like this. Imagine you witness like a relative like being killed in front of your eyes, right? And you found out years later that the person that caused that is someone you befriended along the way. And then you find out what this person is capable of doing. This person's not evil. He was following orders or whatever the case may be. Then you fast forward. After that, this person disappeared. And then the person's little brother actually plays a role in it, and he don't know anything that's going on, and he's the one who set the trap for his big brother, not even realizing he set a trap. And this person is sitting across from you, and you tell him, listen, you just like me, but I'm gonna keep on pushing until I kill every single one of you. And you shake his hand and you literally transform into this giant being and destroy everything. That shit right there sent chills down my mind.
The beginning of it sounded very Cap and Tony Stark.
Nobody's written.
No, that was exactly it. That was
no.
Your really good friend killed people that were close to me.
Oh, Winter Soldier? Yeah.
And now I've befriended you, and you cool with the person that took these people away. Like, you literally were explaining the entire Cap and Tony Stark relationship.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
At the start of that.
But that wasn't as close as Tony and Cap is. They just went through basic training together, and you find this information out. And this person just literally come out and tell you casually. And this person like, hey, and like, as you talking to him, he's like, yeah, oh, by the way, I'm this. And you don't hear that first.
How do you just casually tell somebody like, oh yeah, I killed your people?
No, he didn't directly do it, but he is the cause of that happening. Like the major event that he was part of caused like this ripple effect, and it just trickled down to that point where if it wasn't for him doing it, none of that would actually be happening. So he didn't directly do it with his own hands. It's just that what he did caused it to happen. So yeah, he casually said it.
Got it.
But Aaron, the main character, he doesn't hear it at first, and then it clicks on. He's like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, I'm this, and he's this, by the way. And I was like, oh shit. And then this, you know, so okay, I know I introduced my my significant other to the anime Attack on Titan, because she watched maybe a few episodes and she actually liked it, actually. So that's why I'm being very hesitant on what I'm actually saying, because she stopped at a certain point, so she don't know what is happening, you know, because I don't really.
So you don't want to give away too much as you try to get her to watch more.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I think you will actually enjoy it too, Detroit, honestly and truly. But I ain't really going to force feed, because you got enough on your plate as it is. As far as.
But I was about to say, because only will I watch that if you actually try to give all of Hamilton a try.
I will promise you, I will give Hamilton a try if you actually watch Attack on Titan. That's a damn deal right there.
So do I have to watch Attack on Titan first?
No, I can watch Hamilton first.
Okay. I can watch Hamilton
first. Bet, that's a deal. We've said it in front of the entire Geek Corner. So we have accountability partners.
Yes, we have accountability partners. I will announce it in the Geek Corner and everything else. I will say, hey, I promise Detroit Blue, I will watch Hamilton in its entirety if she watches.
Yes.
Attack on, and she watched Attack on Titan. But I told her, I'm gonna watch.
Hold on, and BC is trying to throw in his show.
Oh, he's trying to throw in everything. God, okay. You knew you realized.
BC, I already told you I would watch that. Like, I'm genuine. Like, I made it halfway through. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start it from the beginning, and I'm going to try to watch the whole thing all over again because I didn't finish it. So I'm gonna try to watch it. I promise. And BC's, I will absolutely put my review of Greatest Showman. I will absolutely put my review in the Geek Corner once I finally watch it.
Indeed. And okay, now also to.
Oh, and I'm supposed to watch Rocky V today.
Look, what I told you. Just watch the first 15, 20 minutes and just go to sleep. Take a nap.
So, except for the fact that I've been told by like everybody that I can skip Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
Then I will have watched the entire series of all the Rocky movies except for 6. Mm-hmm. I will have completed all of them by this evening. Mm-hmm. And then I have already seen Creed 1 and 2.
Okay, you already seen. Yes, you have successfully seen it. Again, first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky 5, that's all you need to know. That's it. Take a nap.
BC said, no, I gotta watch all of them.
You trying to torture her, man? You trying to torture her through Rocky 5? Okay, Rocky 5 is not a terrible movie, but I think within the first 15, 20 minutes, you really understand what got Rocky in Rocky Balboa, even though you can't skip Rocky Balboa in a way. But matter of fact, I would say watch the first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky Balboa, and that lets you know. Mm-mm. Well.
Pineapples. I don't like it.
Okay. Yeah, the first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky Balboa will kind of like put the first 15, 20 minutes of Rocky V together, and that's all you need to know. That's it. That's all you need to know. What got him in that point in life, what got him here, and the rest is history. You ain't even got to watch the whole entire movie. Rocky V.
I got to watch it until he yells at his son on the sidewalk?
Oh, yeah. That speech he did with his son, that was actually pretty epic. That is an epic speech he had. And a lot of people actually use that speech, like overlap that with other videos and stuff like that. But that is like a very good motivational speeching segment he had with his son. So yeah, stop at that point and then you can take a nap. You take a nap. This is, you know.
I feel like y'all should just send me a YouTube clip of the speech.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll do that. And
so I'll watch Rocky V and then y'all can just send me the speech. And then I'll be done.
Say less, Detroit. Say less. I will find that for you, and I will send it. Now, don't tell this person that you see. Oh, I already seen the speech. No, you didn't.
You did. No, but they've already said that I didn't even need to watch that one. So I feel like even watching that much of it will be a plus.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And since I made this deal with you, Detroit, I will make this deal. Now, if my significant other is actually listening to the call, to the show right now, pick any series you want me to watch in its entirety, and I will watch it in its entirety with you if you watch Attack on Titan with
a
me.
Series,
a series or a movie. I don't care, man. I'm in a giving mood. This is 2021 out here. Yeah, 2021.
I am going to make sure that your significant other is made aware.
I hope she's aware. Like, I will watch the entire series.
Oh no, I'm going to make sure.
Wow. That's what we don't. Okay. Wow. I will watch the whole shebangity bang. I'll watch the whole thing. And only.
I'm my sister's keeper. I gotta do that.
Only
if
she watch Attack on Titan with me.
How much more of Attack on Titan does she need to see?
It's currently on its final season right now. It just aired the final season. It's one episode per week. But she's still on the first season. And honestly and truly, I think the first season is 24 episodes, I think. Yeah, but she's like well in it.
So how much of this does she need to see?
Oh, no. See, I watched the entire series of what she wants. And she watched the whole entire series of what I want. Because it's not really the whole entire series yet, because this thing is not completed. It's on its final season, but it's not yet completed. And on top of that, I probably won't have her watch the final season because currently it is subtitled. It's not dubbed. It's not in English dub. So I won't really put her in that realm where she had forced to read like the subtitles and stuff like that, where she's used to watching it in English dub. So yeah, I won't put it in that round. So it's going to be a minute before she even watched the final season. But I can almost, like I said, I know someone that don't watch anime at all. Like, no, at no point. And it wasn't me actually formally advertising Attack on Titan. It was just one day I was on a trip and my roommate that was staying with me, he was watching it too. And then our mutual friend come walking in the room and he just sits on the edge of the bed and we kind of like getting ready to head out. And he's glued to the TV. I'm like, hey, man, you cool? Like, hey, no. I want to see what happens. I'm like, you don't watch anime like that. I'm like, nah, I don't. But this is pretty good. And then now every day he comes to the room and watches the stuff with us. And at that point, it was on its first season only. And once the season ended, he was like, damn it, why did you get me hooked on this show and it's only one season? What's going to happen next season? Da-da-da-da-da. When the next season going to drop? And none of us advertised this anime to him. And he just got hooked on it just because of the story and what happened. You know, it's like the first episode goes from 0 to 100 pretty quickly. So it's kind of like, yeah. Okay. So yeah, I would definitely, I would agree to those terms. I got Hamilton on my plate. And yes. I got whatever series or movie the lady wants me to see and watch with her, man. I'll be down. I'm down for the cause. I will make the sacrifices.
Goodness.
And 9 out of 10, I'm going to enjoy what she picks anyway, man, because she picks some good shit. And anything that she picks, really, I actually do enjoy, to be honest. To be a whole 100. And I'm not even saying that because she's my significant other. I actually do enjoy her pick. Like, she picks Batman. She picked Batman 1989. She said, that's one of my favorite movies. I'm like, oh my God, where you been at all my life? But HBO did us dirty, though.
It's a great
HBO
one.
Did do us dirty. Like, before we get off, like, we was watching, she picked out the movie. She picked 1989 Batman. And we was watching it, right? And we paused it because we wanted to see the ball drop for New Year's. We watched the ball drop. We came back on HBO. And they snatched Batman the entire fuck off of the streaming service. Like, Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever. So whatever we had it paused on, they were like, nah, forget what you was watching. You are no longer watching this show because we snatching it off HBO Max. And
HBO Max had decided that they were running the Batman series until December 31st.
Oh my God. They put it in the middle of the movie.
And y'all paused it. And now it was January 1.
Bam, they pulled it in the middle of the movie. We sitting there looking at each other like, did this just happen?
I feel like if y'all had never paused it and kept playing it, then I feel like you probably could have completed it.
It was a good plan.
I think the pause is what messed up.
It did. HBO Max, they paused it. They're no longer interested in it. Snatch, boom. Like, we don't want it.
They don't want it.
We were so pissed about it. I'm like, we was watching this, and then she just had this lackadaisical. She's like, I will. You think another movie? No, I was pissed about
it. I guess we gotta watch something else, man.
I was so mad.
I did. It was on TV like this past weekend, and I was exhausted. I was literally in bed about to turn the TV off and go to sleep. But I love Prince.
Yeah.
I love Batman. Yeah. I literally had to stay awake at least until they vandalized the art gallery and the song Party Man was playing in the background.
Oh, wow.
I stayed awake just to get to that part. Like, you know how, like, it's like when you're like almost like a small child and you're like fighting sleep and you start to like get a little whiny about it. Like, I was literally like annoyed that I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, I would. I'm not even gonna lie. Last night, funny story. Like, so she calls me. She's like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like we was on Zoom. We Zoom call each other and all that stuff. And she was like, "Go ahead and go to sleep." It was like a little after 8. And then it was like 9 because, you know, she watches This Is Us. So, and I was like, I'm going to sleep. Like, you know what? Just stay on the Zoom. Like, I'll just put it on mute. I'll go to sleep. So she literally watched me sleep from 9 p.m. to this morning. I was not out. I was gone. Like, I don't know.
I got a feeling that she also went to sleep.
Yes, eventually.
But it's the fact that y'all just stayed on.
I would just sleep way, way longer. Like, I was sleeping for a few hours before she asked you. I kind of like, you know how you wake up and you look lost for a second? Can you all disorient it?
Yes. Like, where am I at? What's going on?
Exactly. That's how it was, right? It's something about memory foam mattresses that has that effect on you. Because I thought I was losing my mind for the first 15 seconds. I'm like, what is happening? Am I in the Twilight Zone? What is going on? And I look to my right, and I kind of see her asleep. I'm like, oh, okay, she's asleep. All right, I'm going back to sleep now. and that's it. Yeah. So memory foam will do that to you, man. It'll take your life, man. It'll take your soul. I'm tell you that right now.
So we'll weighted blankets.
Yes, and quilts, by the way. Shout out to moms for retacking my quilt, by the way, man. She mom in clutch, man, the past few months, I'm telling you.
That's why she can come over and watch her soap.
Yeah, hopefully she ain't listening to that. Like, she probably gonna come. She actually was gonna come to the house with my aunts. They actually do this overhaul of my house, like clean my house. My house is not dirty, by the way. Let me put that out there. But let me put that out there, okay? But you know how?
Nope. Now the geek corner thinks your house is.
No, you know how relatives are, like your aunts and your mom. You're like, if they come by the house, no matter how spick and span your house is, they still got to touch something, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do this." So I made peace with that, and I just walk out the front door and go do my errands. So I'm just waiting on the day. So PCs, I got this blanket for Christmas. Let me tell y'all, I ain't never gave two damns about a blanket, but this thing is the coziest, warmest damn blanket on the planet. I am now modest.
PCs is roaming through the house just dragging this blanket. I can imagine it. It's got to be a
fam. I do the same thing with this quilt. I drag this quilt everywhere, and like, I don't think she understood my attachment to this quilt until she saw it in full blast. Like when she came to the house, like, "You take this quilt everywhere." I'm like, "Yeah, I really do. I take this quilt everywhere. Like, if I share my quilt with you, you special." And I did. I shared it. So I'm like, I don't care if it's like summertime. I'm going to get under the freaking quilt because it feels good. It's therapeutic for me. That's what I do. And I've always been like that since a kid. And it just made that. It just made that for me. BC says, "I don't leave that thing anywhere." Yeah, your wife's probably shaking her head daily. You know what? BC says, "My wife ain't getting my blanket. She got to get her own."
So, but I will say, I do remember BC saying that basically his hoodies are their hoodies.
Yes.
So I feel like this is the trade-off. Yeah. Is that he gets to keep the blanket, but she has access to all the hoodies.
All the hoodies. All the hoodies, man. But check it. Tomorrow, we'll be back tomorrow on Thursdays and all this other stuff. So
turn up.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Remember to follow us at Orange Phoenix Media on Instagram. Orange Phoenix Geek Corner on Facebook. I will be posting a good bit on Instagram, like from past shows. So if you miss any past shows, you know, in the past year or year before that, or you want to go back and check out some interviews that we had, I will post those. And you can click on the link in the bio. Tell your friends, tell your fellow nerds and geekdom and blurs. Give us a follow on Orange Phoenix Media and subscribe to our Twitch channel, Orange Phoenix TV. We actually changed the name from 2017 to actually Orange Phoenix TV. So we're going to be playing some mobile games, some RPGs, some fighting games. So, you know, just chat it up with us. So today at 7 p.m., we will be streaming again on Twitch. So, Detroit, you have it.
Oh, and then they also need to go into the Geek Corner and any movies that they're interested in seeing for when we do movie night next month. Mm-hmm. They need to go ahead and drop those movie ideas. Anything that you might want to see, anything you got in mind that you want to share with the rest of the Geek Corner, make sure there's a post that's already in there. You can do a search in the group for movies where you'll see that movie night is coming back. Just go ahead and drop your suggestions for movies in there. Otherwise, I'm just going to drop Hamilton in the suggestion box like 27 times, and movie night is just going to be Hamilton.
Look, she is not lying. You hear me? She is not lying about that. Okay?
So, God, if y'all, I went in there and suggested Ghostbusters, but I swear I will just suggest Hamilton 40 more times. Mm-hmm. And then y'all will be watching Hamilton.
Energy.
So, I am encouraging y'all.
Yeah. Man, please, please help. Help me. Help me. Please. Like, Energy Divineal says Office Space. Actually, Office Space is actually a pretty good movie. Like,
Office Space is hilarious.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie. So we're going to add that in there. So starting in February, we will have like our Geekdom Blurred movie nights. So Tremors, Euro Trip. She says, what would you do for $1 million? Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, Alpha Mike says, you might want to put Low Jack on hoodies.
But I need for all of these movie suggestions, I love that y'all are dropping them in the podcast chat, but I need for you guys to drop them in the chat in the Geek Corner on Facebook.
Right, in the Geek Corner.
That way we can keep them all in one place.
So in Facebook, I'm going to type this out for you. It is Orange Phoenix Geek Corner on Facebook, and I'll be more than happy to actually add you guys in the group, because we watch anime movies, we watch geekdom movies, so nerd movies, so all our big community. So usually we do, back in early 2020 when COVID first hit, we had those Zoom movie nights where I used to share the screen, everybody's muted, and we kind of like just chatted up as we watched the movie and, you know, give our insight on what's going on in the movie or whatever the case may be. And then after the movie ends, we all disperse and, you know, that's it. So Energy Divineal says she's not on Facebook. So Divineal,
I'm trying to put the IG just in case.
So if you don't have Facebook, so just go ahead and follow us at Orange Phoenix Media and just send us an inbox. Send us an inbox message. That's it. That's it. She sends it. So Detroit, you got anything else before we get out of here until tomorrow morning?
It's getting cold outside. Share your hoodie.
And we will take the backs of your earrings. Yeah.
Not the ones on my ear.
You're going to take those. You steal the hoodies. We're taking the backs off of earrings. Your cell phone charger.
You are already on your Facebook page encouraging people taking Tupperware. Now you are encouraging the backs of earrings.
Actually, that was actually someone else that actually suggested that. Take the backs off the earrings.
And like, you share.
And like, that's evil. And I like it. Oh.
Rachel is right. We absolutely have eraser tops. And if anybody knows, that is the way. And I know I've got pencils. I'm looking at a pencil right now. I can always make it work regardless.
Now, Energy Divineal says she makes hoodies. So, hey.
See? So, also, when you message us the movie, message us about, send us that information as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Please send us that information so we can share it, because I would definitely say that.
Take my hoodie and I'm going to take your bath bomb.
We're going to take the tops of the glass Tupperwares. Not just the Tupperware itself. We're going to just take the tops. That's it. So you just have a naked
room.
So,
ladies, if you get their hoodie and then they take the top of your Tupperware, if they take your earring backs, if they take your bath bombs, take the laces out of his right shoe.
What? What? Wow. Wow.
Don't even take the whole shoe, just the laces.
Now for my say, hey, stop. Stop. Like, stop.
Just
I will say this though.
The laces.
I actually gladly.
Imagine you're really trying to like get up and leave the house and you like, oh, let me just throw my shoes on real quick.
BC said, what am I going to do with the damn earring back? Nothing with it, BC. You do nothing with it. Just put it in your pocket and just walk away.
It's just the fact that she can't put the earring on.
Yeah.
Because there's no. BC said he's going to wear it with no laces, but it's only going to be one shoe that's laceless.
Hey, it's a new style.
So the tongue is just going to be flapping all crazy.
Yeah, man.
If it's a low top, you're barely going to be able to keep it on.
So the tongue is out. One,
it'll be
so
amazing.
One is talking too much and one's not talking at all. Say it's whatever.
BC's doesn't care. So BC's, we just going to make sure to tell your wife to hide that blanket when you go to work.
Alpha Mike said they made Velcro. He made
a grown ass. BC said duct tape.
Grown ass man.
And that's why we know that if you take the backs of our earrings, we got erasers. We got erasers on pencils. Oh,
listen, a grown ass man wearing Velcro shoes. I swear to God, if I ever see that, listen, I'm a clown. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a clown. Look, but I will say this though. Last time she came down to visit, I actually gladly donated a hoodie so she can wear around the house. I did do that. And gave her a t-shirt of mine to take home and a button up that she can constantly wear. So yeah. So yeah, I'm joking around, but I like the inside riot. I did that yesterday. I did that last night. I did incite the riot.
He totally was inciting a riot yesterday. Well, we're not gonna get into any of that. Just make sure to follow us on Instagram. Orange Phoenix Media. Make sure that you are in the Facebook group, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. If you're not in it, get in it ASAP. Yeah. If you know, hey, sometimes when I share these articles about things that I geek out about, if you know that you got some friends that they periodically, they, you know, they engage in conversation with you, they talk about it, add them to the Geek Corner.
Yeah.
Just add them
to the Geek Corner.
Bring them along for the joyride. Make sure to go add your movie suggestions. Otherwise, everybody's watching Hamilton. I promise you, I will do it. I will do it. TeePublic sale up to 35%.
Yes.
It has already started. Mm-hmm.
And it's going down.
Just let us know if there's a design. Yeah, and let us know if there's a design that you, hey, you know, I really want to see more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Let us know that. Yeah. We'll find some other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle designs. And then one more thing. What do you always forget to mention?
Yeah, what I always forget to mention.
See, you're forgetting
yes,
it again.
Yes, I am. I'm
the magazine.
Yes, the magazine. I am so sorry, y'all, because I'm just reading the chat here. BC said, Seth Dude's talking about that jump. Oh, by the way, he is blocked, by the way. So, yeah, there you go. So,
magazine, Patreon
magazine, patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. Ashley, if you click on the link in the bio in Orange Phoenix Media, it will take you to this title that says magazine. It's only $5 a month. It comes out the first of every month. So we do have the latest issues for January is already out. So go ahead and check out the digital mag. And it will actually take you to the TeePublic site if you click on one of the links. So if you don't click on the link in the bio, you can actually, you know, subscribe to the magazine and do the same exact thing. So it's an interactive digital mag. And also, Alpha Mike said, I need a lot of weed to sit through Hamilton. And Ellie, go listen to my new episode after you listen to these wonderful people. Shout out to Ellie. Go ahead and check her out. Ellie, go ahead and put your podcast actually in the chat so other people can actually listen to it as well. So we are open people, right? So we do promote other people's businesses as well, along with our own. And because we're here to help each other, we are a big, giant community. And we already got international listeners. Shout out to Land 20. He's Chinese. I'm not sure he's actually in the U.S. or actually in China, but shout out to you, you know, and wonderful family. So subscribe and read this dope digital mag, says Detroit Blue. Brittany is an amazing editor, too. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And Rachel, shout out to you. Thank you, Rachel, so much. And yes, it is digital only. However, if you wanted the actual physical copy, just DM Orange Phoenix Media or send a message to me through Facebook And we were actually looking to actually give you a physical copy to actually mail it out to you as well. So Ellie says, positivity size, go listen, finding your positivity if you feel down. That's what it's there for. There you go, Ellie. There you go. So we'll be here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. to share some more laughs and everything else. But till next time, y'all. Peace.